You're listening to BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC Business Class。在今天的节目中，我们将结束讨论商务谈判方面的问题，同时也来回顾商务课堂所有的内容。我们最后要讨论一个不仅在中国，而在各个国家的商务环境中都能派上用处的实用商务技巧。假如你现在处于一场谈判中，你有一个特别关心的问题需要问你的对方，那么你如何才能中立地把你关心的事宜表达出来呢？ How do you express that concern in a neutral way? 比如说，如何把一个问题和他们公司一段不光彩的历史联系起来，而同时却不会让谈判的对方显得很没面子呢？而且更重要的是，如何用正确的英语来表达呢？好的，让我们再次转回到语言专家 Simon Cudahy 董征，还有我们商务课堂的中国学生那里。
I want to look at how to raise issues in a neutral way. Actually, I was struck by something that our business expert for this topic, Daniel Widdicombe, said. He starts off with the statement, everybody says that your after-sale maintenance is rubbish. But then he goes on to make the same point, but more politely. I want you to listen for what examples of polite phrases Daniel gives to make his point.
Everyone in the street says that your product is fine, butyour after-sale maintenance is rubbish. That is a negative statement that doesn't help me achieve what I want. What I really want is to say, I like your product, but I need to be sure that the after-sale maintenance is of a good standard. So I might say, one of the things that our company takes very seriously is after-sale maintenance. Can you...describe to me some of the measures that you will take to ensure that your after-sale maintenance is of a top quality, and I hope you will understand that we are going to build into the contract various penalties in the event that after-sale maintenance is not of a required standard, and I hope you understand why that is important for us.
Okay, so did anybody...understand some more polite ways of saying everybody says that your after-sale maintenance is rubbish. Simi?
We have to be sure that the after-sale maintenance is of good standard.
Maintenance. Yeah, so what is he stressing in that kind of sentence? Kevin?
Well, he didn't directly say that the maintenance is rubbish.
Maintenance.
Maintenance. Instead, he mentioned some of the penalties that would result from the bad service.
Yeah, I think you've both picked up on the point that he didn't explicitly mention that the other company's service was bad. And what he concentrated on was the importance of good service to his company.So it's very important where there is a potential issue with, for example, quality, to raise it, but to do it as neutrally as possible. So let's listen to another example of someone raising an issue in a neutral way. 2 years ago, an outbreak of food poisoning at a large company was traced back to food served by Neil's catering company. It was in all the newspapers. Jackie wants to make sure that this won't happen to her company.What does she do to raise the issue in a neutral way?
在下面这段录音里呢，是 Jackie 和 Neil 的一段谈判。那 Jackie 提出了一个有关 Neil 的公司在过去出现的一个问题，就是两年前有一次 Neil 的公司提供的餐饮造成了就餐者食物中毒的事件。Jackie 希望同样的情况不会再出现在他身上。那么他是如何用比较中立 neutral 甚至非常委婉的方式来提出这个问题的呢？
There was another thing that's a particular concern, actually, for us, is that we want to be absolutely sure that the quality of the food is satisfactory. And I know your company has worked in this area for quite a long time, but I am aware that in some cases there have been some issues about the food that you have provided certain companies, and I was wondering whether you have tighter checks now, given the reports that came out about some of your services.
Okay, so we heard Jackie following Daniel's strategy of raising an issue by saying it was an area of particular concern for her company. What else does she do in that clip? Jet.
Jackie actually put it in a way, used the word with certain companies without actually naming the companies.
Very good.
Or the clients, so that I think you, Jackie, made the Neil understand that she's very well informed, but she doesn't want to kind of, she doesn't want to help him to save face rather than not to go very direct.
That's good, yeah. She says some issues, certain companies, some of your services. So she avoids directly mentioning food poisoning or the company where it happened. Did anybody notice anything else? Simi?
She said, "We understand that you have been in this business for a long time." It's kind of a very positive comment.
Very good, yeah. So she balances her criticism with credit for being in the business a long time. So she says, "You've been in the business a long time, but..." And then she goes on to introduce these negative comments.
有意思的是, 面子不仅仅是东方文化中的现象。 如果你想听到更多Simon和董征在这方面的讨论, 请登录我们的网站bbcukchina.com, 然后点击BBC Business Class。 你不但能听到更多更完整的节目, 还会听到我们的中国留学生们是如何挑战这些商务英语的语言技巧。 BBC商务课堂的节目到这里就全部结束了, 希望大家通过此系列节目学到了实用的商务技能。 如果有一天你能把我们节目中所有的专家贴士都用到日常工作中去, 那么你也就会成为一名BBC Business Class的商务专家。 祝你在国际商场中飞黄腾达。再见。
BBCUKChina.com